Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson, and it's time for birthdays. Happy birthday to photographer Jim Alexander. I didn't know you were 81 today. Happy birthday. And Ralph Alford is 73. Tony Hickman, 62. Rachel Norman, 57. Dexter Banks, 51. Jamie Martinez, 42. Ricky Gary is 43. Jimmy Knight, happy 47th birthday. And John Brown, you're 69. Tony Franklin, happy birthday. Also to Kenneth Johnson, Calvin Brown, and Sunshine Lewis. Now, you share your birthdays with these famous people. Charlize Theron, the actress. You know her from the movie Monster? She won an Academy Award for that. She's 41 years old now. She was born originally, of course, in South Africa. David Duchovny. Who remembers The X-Files? I used to love that show. He's 56 today. And Leroy Brown, the crazy man on Meet the Browns. His real name is David Mann. He's originally from Fort Worth, Texas. He's half a century old today. Happy 50th birthday, David, and to all of you celebrating today. Happy birthday from KISS. KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Okay, you folks out there who are married, you know, sometimes y'all just look at each other and go, how did I get into this mess? So how do you recapture that loving feeling? This is my favorite show. And if you've been with me for the last 3 years, I do this show every year because I think it's so important. It's the Heart of Marriage Retreat. And it's coming up September 9th through 11th at the Atlanta Marriott Evergreen at Stone Mountain. And Mel Turner is back this year along with his wife, Renee. You finally brought the good stuff.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to defer to her. We're going to find out for real this year.
Right? And then we have friends Angelique and Max Anderson. They're going to talk about how they have been to the retreat twice and why it's important to them in their marriage. So, Mel.
Yes.
I call this a tune-up. It's much more than that. You talk about strengthening the communication between man and wife because communication is usually the biggest problem.
Right. And I think that's a great analogy that you use with regard to tune-up, because even if you're in a good space in your marriage, there are always things you can learn. And conversation is so key in learning to talk about feelings, issues. And Renee's and my seminar is going to be on difficult conversations.
Ooh, Renee.
Yes.
So what are some of the difficult conversations that we as married people don't like to have?
Well, I think a lot of times it's being honest with your spouse about what you need. You know, that we have different needs in order to feel fulfilled, in order to feel loved, and we don't want to hurt our spouse's feelings if they're not meeting our needs. And so often we just try to put that on the shelf. But the reality is, if you don't get it addressed, if you don't get what you need, then you're not going to be happy and you're going to have further breakdown. The reality is sexual topics are another difficult conversation for couples to have. And just sometimes when you feel like we're not on the same page in terms of our goals, our life, you know, what we want to accomplish. So those are some things that we've had to work out as we've gone through 33 years of marriage.
Wow. Yay. So, Mel, when it comes to men and women and about the things that matter most that we will not talk about, I find with men oftentimes, y'all just close up. Would you like to talk to this? Honey, tell me what's going on. It's okay.
That's true. And as much as you may think that's a stereotype, no, that's true. Men, that strong, silent type, I don't know where that came from. But it's a lot like the book that talks about women are like spaghetti, men are like waffles. Men tend to be in their boxes, and we do a box at a time. And we just don't talk. And when it comes to talking about our feelings, that's a learned behavior. Because men tend not to be those social creatures. You can tell that men don't go to the bathroom together. Women go to the bathroom. Girls go to the bathroom. Okay,
that's true.
Guys look at each other like, no, man, I ain't going to the bathroom with you. But it's a social thing that women have more of a tendency, just because of how they're wired, to talk about how they feel, what's going on with them. Men, unfortunately, because of folkways, mores and traditions, a lot of times will see that as a weakness. If I talk about how I feel, if I talk about I'm angry, if I talk about I'm sad, if I talk about I'm afraid. And that's what the Heart of Marriage retreat does. It gets men out of their comfort zone and teach them. We work hard to teach them how to be comfortable with the discomfort of sharing their feelings.
So since I've never been, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping when you're all good to go, are the men taken away, Max, and y'all just kind of talk together about stuff that you can't say or won't say in front of your wife?
Yes, we do have a session where all the men get together, and then there is a session specifically geared for men where they're going to be talking about issues that, you know, we can really let our hair down and really reveal some of the things that we feel we can't possibly talk about, I guess, in front of our spouses or just... So, yeah, definitely. There is a session in which we do speak about... men issues.
So what are the kinds of things, if you're willing to share, that men talk about that we as women are going, that's not an issue?
one of the issues is vulnerability. Many of the times men refuse, or not refuse, but don't feel comfortable being vulnerable. And learning how to become vulnerable and making sure that, you know, you are able to, you know, let your feelings show is one of the topics. And also the issues of, you know, what we need from our spouses or what we would like from our spouses, whether it's being valued or, you know, sexual issues or whatever it might mm-hmm. be. Those kind of issues need to be on the table and are spoken about. And we can do it, I guess, in a situation where we have... It's a men's situation where we can really let our hair.
It's a safe environment.
And that's what I was going to say. I bet it feels safe in there. And because this is one of those things, what happens at Evergreen stays at Evergreen.
Right.
In those sessions. Okay, so with the women, that means we get off to ourselves too. Angelique, what are the kinds of things the women talk about in the sessions?
Well, if I could be quite candid, when we went the first year in 2014, I was absolutely stunned. Because the first issue for the women-only session was about submission. Submitting to your husband. And I gotta admit, that was such a foreign concept for me. But that's what's in the Bible, and that's what we're supposed to do. And there were several women. We were all looking at each other saying, oh my goodness, you know. And they were saying, if your husband is making a bad decision... and he's sending your family in the wrong direction, a lot of times you have to let him fall off that cliff. And then it's the way you come back. And we were all like, really? Really? And I told Max, I said, I had never been to anything like this before. And, you know, it was really an eye-opener, a learning experience. So since that time, I've tried to retreat, let the husband lead. Because I tend to be a little aggressive.
Don't we all? We are African-American women.
That's right. That's right.
Right. I'm not by myself. I guess all of us are like, you know, the women decide this. Because I, initially, when we decided to go to this retreat, I was telling Max, he was like, I don't know. It's during football season. I said, well, I'm just going to jump out there. I paid and said, here we go into this session. And I thought, you know, this is really for couples who are troubled. Who are on their way to divorce. When I got there, nothing was further from the truth. Mm-hmm. These are people who are investing in their marriages. People who've decided, hey, I want this to work. I want this to thrive. We're celebrating each other. And so for us, it's been a no-brainer must-do. It's on our list every year. This is our time to celebrate each other.
And I love the things that are talked about during the session. And we're going to go over some of that list when we come back. But right now, I've got to take the 14th caller at 404-741-0104. And why do I want the 14th caller? Because I got two tickets to An Evening Under the Stars featuring Mint Condition, Johnny Gill, and Zapp. Now, this is going to be Saturday, August the 13th at Wolf Creek Amphitheater. So, we've got the 9th through the 11th. Well, that's in September. Darn it. I wish we could have had the two together. Anyway, this is August the 13th. Again, Mint Condition, Johnny Gill, Zapp, Saturday, August 13th at Wolf Creek Amphitheater. Give me a call, 404-741-0104. You're listening to KISS. Star and V and Throwbacks. I love me some Stevie Wonder. Now, I know y'all do a little jamming, too, at the Heart of Marriage Retreat. I saw that there's actually a party with a DJ during the events mail.
Yes. Yes, there is, for the grown folk.
For the grown folk. But, you know, I thought it was interesting. We were talking while we were away about the fact that, yes, there are a lot of older couples, long married couples. How long have you, Angelique and Max, been married?
19 years.
I remember when you all got married. Okay. Oh, my Lord. So, you know, you've got long weds, and then you've got young people who are newlyweds.
That's right.
So that's, I think, important to mention to people that, you know, it's not just one. It's not for people who are in trouble.
Right.
It's for people who just want to keep the zing there.
That's right.
And then it doesn't matter how long you've been married, because you can always learn how to make it better.
You know, there was a lady in my church last year that gave to a newlywed couple as a wedding gift. A Heart of Marriage.
That's a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea. Yes. We're going to place that thought out there. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for that unusual wedding gift, then you can also give them the Heart of Marriage Retreat gift. And how do you find about that? Well, just go to www.heartofmarriageretreat.com. I'm going to be posting that information on the KISS Facebook page, so you'll know how to find it. And give someone a gift, or maybe give yourself a gift. Now, we were talking about marriage and communication, but I understand through your research you've learned that the number one stressor for marriages that are in trouble or marriages that are fine is money, finances. What's that all about, Renee?
Well, just like the old adage that opposites attract, a lot of time in marriage you'll have a saver married to a spender, you know?
So that's, why are you laughing, Angelique?
Because Max always says I'm a spender.
And so that is built-in stress, you know, where you have one person that's more freely interested in spending money and one who's more frugal and thinking about planning and really wanting to hold on to every last, you know, dollar. So it's finding that compromise, you know, that you want to enjoy life and use some of the money, but you do need to have a budget. You do need to have a financial plan. Another thing that I've found is that in marriages, you have a lot of financial infidelity.
And What's financial infidelity?
Financial infidelity is when you're spending money and you withhold it from your spouse.
Right.
So it may be, ladies, you know, you go shopping and you leave those shopping bags in the trunk of the car.
People actually do that.
They
not
do.
Me,
really? Yeah. Sneak them in under cover of night and then, you know, put that new the new clothes in the middle of the old and say, oh, this old thing, you know, and guys do the same thing. You know, the Home Depot, the electronics. So that financial infidelity where I have some financial things going on and I'm not honest with my spouse about them.
So wait a minute, can you get around that? But like my husband and I are on each other's account and we both have access to each other's account. So I hear a lot of couples saying, well, I have my account and he has his account, but we don't share accounts.
Well, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Some couples share their account completely. Some couples have his, hers, and ours, you know, where we have a joint account, and that's perfectly fine. And then I have my account where I can spend the money as I choose, and he has his. So it's really just that they have an agreement. It's not so much about how they handle the accounts, but it's just being honest about how we're utilizing money. And if we come to some agreements, we're not going to use credit cards.
Uh-huh.
Then maintaining that agreement, you know, if we're going to stay within a budget that we've agreed upon together, that we both really are faithful to that budget as much as possible.
Now, that's kind of hard for some people to do because I've never heard of this spending infidelity, but I think about what my mother used to do was, you know, she had her own separate savings account. And then because she always made more money than my stepfather, you know, if there was an argument, and this is a horrible thing to say, and that's why she was married many times, was I pay the cost to be the boss.
Right.
Right.
So what do you do in situations where the wife is the main breadwinner, but we talk about submissiveness with the husband being the leader?
Well, I think for us, Renee has always been the major breadwinner, and I'm okay with that. The issue is that there are times when we forget about the fact that in Scripture, it talks about the man being the spiritual leader. I have a responsibility to be the spiritual leader of the house. It does not mean I have to make more money than my wife. Because we have a tendency as men to talk about, okay, women, you need to submit. Why it says wives submit. But Paul spends the bulk of the time in Ephesians 5 challenging men. Men, love your wives as Christ loved the church, sacrificially, to present her faultless and blameless before God. It's a lot easier for a wife to come alongside a husband if she's being led by a man who is sacrificing himself for her. So I think we have to, as men, not get that confused. I don't have to make the most money. And you have to really check yourself and see, okay, what am I insecure about? It's our money and however you've worked it out. But we also have to remember this. Money can be an indicator of a deeper issue. When Renee talked about the financial infidelity, it has to do with you broke trust. We had some agreements. It's not about the money. It's about we said we were going to do this, and you were hiding something, and now you're sneaking around, and now you're doing this to cover this. Oh, don't worry about that little debit thing. I just bought a little throw rug or whatever. And you do those kinds of things. That's what it is, and that's a communication issue.
Right.
And you start focusing on the facts of you bought this or bought that, as opposed to the feelings of, no, you hurt me because we had an agreement. And you broke trust.
And you have to learn how to be able to say that.
That's right.
So that the other person doesn't feel attacked.
That's right.
Okay, we got a whole lot more to talk about. Now, here's some of the other topics we got coming up. So don't go away. Intimacy versus sex.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasures of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Steps to a healthy marriage. And dating your spouse after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up after the break. You're listening to Kiss 104.